Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, another week spanning out before us. It is Monday, the 23rd day of April, 2011. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones yet again for first-time callers later in the hour. Then we're going to get into Agenda 21 and how it ties in with Big Pharma, Big Agra, trying to shut down people's independence from vitamins and minerals right into gardening and farming. Dr. Cordy Gold joining us in the second hour and open phones into the third hour as well. Look at this piece of news out of the Detroit News. General Motors to build the 2013 Cadillac in China this year. I remember Government Motors announcing that billions of dollars, what was it, more than $20 million total, using the money to move the factories, I can't even say it, it's so amazing, to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. This is the new world order. This is globalism, and this is not done to build up those countries. People can't even afford the cars there. It is meant to complete the implosion of the West and Agenda 21. And that dovetails with human events. Summertime blues, they're closing many U.S. national parks, not even for their usual excuse of saving money, because everything has to go to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, all your tax money, but because humans are bad for the Earth. So this is the Agenda 21 U.N. maps, where over half the country is off limits. We'll show you some of those coming up in the second segment today, and I'll do a special report on this on the nightly news this evening as well. That dovetails with UN seeks new powers to remake world at Rio Sustainability Summit. Continuing with a Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com article. New Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. And of course, they admit all over the world, governments are now using satellites to harass farmers and landowners. If you dare have a well, or you dare build a shack, or you dare even plant crops. Remember last year? The EPA said dust is multi-thousand-dollar fines per particle of dust, grass dust, hay dust, illegal. No judge, no jury, just a regulation. We're coming for your land. Your pigs are invasive. We're going to kill them and arrest you. Now happening. Just absolute hordes of savage control freaks gibbering with pleasure. TSA, groping Miss USA, groping your children, ripping off colostomy bags, armored checkpoint pillboxes being delivered, federal spies on buses and street corners, Houston Chronicle, all being announced. Just classical in-your-face tyranny. Head of the CIA, we're listening to everything you do with devices inside all of your major appliances in your face. It is just lawless, wicked pig government. Just pig-like tyrants sucking off everyone. Government openly run by foreign banks. Europe squeezed, destroyed, smashed. Massive austerity. And the dumbed-down French run into the hands of a socialist. Not that Sarkozy's good. As if socialists save us from the bankers. We only pay 80-something percent in taxes, and it's wrecked our economy, and the big mega bankers are offshore and suck our money out, but our traitor French media won't tell us. Same thing here. Oh, the answer is socialism. No, freedom and low taxes and private property is what creates so much wealth. Then you become decadent slobs, and the usurpers come in and take you over. It is a cycle. That's the problem with prosperity, is that it creates slovenly creatures who don't care a few generations in, and the whole cycle repeats itself. This time the cycle's going to repeat itself with elites that have super bioweapons, high-tech fission weapons, nuclear weapons, incredible brainwashing propaganda systems, electromagnetic weapons. So that's the problem. Usually the elites just get so decadent, they start mirroring their horses, dancing around, going insane and commit suicide. This time, they'll probably just blow the planet up when they commit suicide.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I find myself shaking my head in disbelief more and more. Even though I consciously understand that we're facing a systematic, scientific, premeditated form of tyranny, to watch it unfold in my beloved republic and to see it duplicated all over the world, and to know that my nation has been used as the engine and as the brain trust to establish this abomination worldwide is very, very painful. And to realize that Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com is front and center in the resistance to this. That's why I talk about not feeling like I'm doing a good enough job. Because we are, other than somebody like Ron Paul, the most prominent voice against the New World Order and world government. And truth is so much stranger than fiction. And that's why I tend to get down on myself. That's why it's torture when people call in and tell me what a great job I'm doing, because I'm just flesh and blood like everybody else. This corruption is so out in the open. I'm like, where are the other people? Well, the answer is they're under mind control. They're under conditioning. They're under Pavlovian manipulation. They've been chemically, biologically, radiologically, electronically, spiritually tampered with. And we've got to find the levers to unlock their minds and get the blinders off. We've got to find the string that unties the knot. We've got to do it very, very quickly. You know, I was thinking this morning about invasive species. Because this weekend, I was inside Austin driving along, and I stopped at a red light, and I saw a parrot is sitting there in a tree. They call them monk parakeets, but it's really a parrot. And they've been around for 30 years in Central Texas. They're from South America. And it reminded me the first time I saw a monk parakeet. It was probably 20 years ago. I was just out of high school. I would go to the downtown YMCA and jog around the lake. They call it a lake. It's really the Colorado River. They call it Lake Austin now, Lake Lady Bird Lake. See, everything is wheels within wheels, just to have the accurate data. Everything's a lie. Everything's a deception. It's the ether in which we swim. And I looked up at the telephone pole, and there was this giant nest with like 20 parrots going in and out of it. And I went back to the YMCA after I jogged, and I said, there's parrots. And they said, yeah, those are the monk parakeets. But my point is, this is how my thought process works. I went home last night and this morning, and I searched monk parakeets of Austin, Texas. And, you know, there they were, and maps of where their nests are, and there's thousands of them, they estimate. And they're an invasive species, and government was whining about them and worried about them. No, fire ants are real invasive species, or rabbits in places like Australia, where there's no real predator, so they tens of millions of them get produced. But a monk parakeet, I don't really see that as an invasive species. I mean, grackles are a bird that's on the coast, but they've adapted to human settlements, like live around humans. They're annoying, but also interesting to watch. You're like, there's all this important world news when you stop talking about birds. But it hit me this morning. I'm like, why are we worried about an invasive species of a green parrot? But we're not worried about the invasive species of GMO, genetically modified organisms. And the media will say, oh, this is just like splicing two types of carrots. No, that's a hybrid. That's interbreeding, totally natural. You know, you can mate a donkey and a horse together and get a mule. You know, you get those type of things in nature. They're almost always generally sterile, though. So are most hybrid plants. That's nature's way of dealing with it. You can breed different types of goldfish together. The point is that there's all this freaking out about an invasive vine or an invasive weed or an invasive bird. But then meanwhile, because you can't see it, there are tens of thousands of open-air released variants of pharmacological crops. Take Protogen, 10 years ago, open-air planted all over the U.S., corn that grows HIV in it. People didn't believe me when I first reported this, even though it was in the Associated Press. I just talked about it. They're like, oh, yeah, there's corn that grows HIV in it. That was just one test they did. And when you look into it, there are tens of thousands. In fact, it's got to be more than that. Some companies alone have done thousands of open-air tests of plants that naturally, well, artificially, but themselves grow industrial chemicals, plants that produce pesticides on their own that kill the bugs if they eat them, and you've got a plant refuge. This is the vast majority of the crops we eat. Refuge crops right next to it, so the bugs have something to eat, the government regulators say, because you can't feed the bugs what the humans are being fed. It's killing the honeybees, German studies, U.S. studies. I mean, the list goes on and on. How wild all of this is. And I'm just constantly marveling, and I can't believe that the general public is not more just completely in awe at what's going on, because we're living in the middle of a science fiction movie. And the globalists have openly said, well, we're going to do all this, and whatever mutations happen, because humans are natural to this planet. So whatever we do by extension is natural. That's the weird argument they have. And I'm like, okay, well, what if something naturally kills key parts of the biosphere and creates a huge crisis, which it already has to a great extent, or something, a mutated virus gets out and kills the majority of Homo sapiens sapiens. And that's really the stage that's being set here, so it can be blamed on that. While the elites build bunkers and underground bases and underground railways and huge armored seed vaults and DNA animal vaults, they say for doomsday scenarios, and it's all the Rockefellers and UN and Ted Turner. Yeah, there's a headline they found. HIV drug grown in genetically engineered plant approved for human testing. Yeah, that's just an HIV drug grown in the plant. I'm talking about HIV. You know, the headline was AIDS vaccine grown in corn. And then you read it, it's a modified AIDS virus in the corn, so they can just extract it from the corn. But it was like 2002. The point is that we are not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. We are not. And people are worried about their kids' grades. They're worried about getting them into college, when over half the college graduates aren't ever getting a job that'll pay for their bills. I mean, that's big studies out today. The civilization, regardless of where we go, up or down or flat, we are not in the world we used to be in. It's Buck Rogers right now. The average person still thinks they can turn on I Love Lucy and everything's okay, or turn on the football game and at least that's still there, or go get a TV dinner. It's not the TV dinner grandpa ate. And then you learn they're doing it all on purpose. And the organ failure's off the chart. And the neurological disorders, the cancer, every disease, every blasphemous curse. And I see it all around me. And I'm like, does anybody else see what's going on here? So I thought about the invasive species of GMO and how they control the courts and have gotten and nominated the judges in, Monsanto, Arch Daniels, the big pharma, that's big agri, it's the same group, all the big pharma companies. They've maneuvered their people in where they plant crops next to yours. It infects your crop. They trespass, come on your property, take your plants, and a plant's not like a human, one daddy, one mommy. It can have hundreds of daddies and mommies, you know, from the pollinization process. And if they find even less than 1% of their genetics in your corn or your canola or your soybean, they take your farm. And the judge says, yes, their stuff blew on you. You stole it. You're, again, common law turned on its head. Because these aren't real courts. These are fraudulent jokes. Then you learn, and you learn it was in, again, Reuters and you name it, 14 years ago and again 12 years ago, that none of the Monsanto facilities for their scientists, they demand there be no GMO in the cafeteria. I heard that a few months ago. That can't be true. Searched it, and there it all was. Then I learned all the elite do it publicly. I mean, it's just like, whoa, wow, wow. I'm being assaulted. My family is. All sorts of behavioral problems in the public now. All this stuff. We're being killed. And I don't know how else to say it to you. And then the more you learn, the crazier it gets. And then I learned most food is now infected with nanotech. I learned this today. And went and found that it's a whole area I didn't even know about for over a decade. And now it's in hundreds and hundreds of products. They're putting nanotech in the food. And they admit it's going into people's brains. And then when we get back, none of that's a problem, though. It's carbon dioxide. They're using spy satellites on people's farms. And they're shutting down the national parks for the environment. I'll tell you about that when we come up. I mean, it's just wild, folks. Question is, you got to ask yourself, who are you? What side are you on? I know who I am. Knowing yourself is half the battle. And not compromising. Crank it up. As the Foo Fighters are telling us, stop pretending. Get real. And there you'll find not power, you'll find reality that opens the windows of perception to the greater universe. I ask you again, who are you? I'll tell you who I am. I'm on Team Humanity. I know my life is incredibly short, and I look at the literature, the art, the architecture, the love, the passion. I look at the innocence of my children, other people's children, and I have a deep desire to defend humanity. I have a deep desire for wholesomeness. I have a deep desire to be honorable and to be strong. I have a deep desire to uplift the species, to uplift beauty and innocence and everything wholesome. And I have a deep dislike for ugliness. You know, they say in exorcisms, whether you believe in that or not, that the demons are in the people's minds speaking horrible things to them constantly until they finally take them over. And then I watch television and the culture and the dedication to sickness and ugliness. And the children's cartoons now are hyper sped up and even cause convulsions and make no sense and are confusing to rewire their brains. And then the studies come out and it is rewiring their brains. It is just a savage, hateful death letter to humanity, and I'm writing a love letter to humanity, and I'm saying, shake it off, folks. Shake off the mind control. You got to get mad first to do that. I'm telling you, anger is a gift. Who said that? One of people from Rage Against the Machine? Guess their anger hasn't led them to understand socialism is another tool of the globalists, but whatever, the statement is true. But after the anger comes the focus. And the question is, can you handle the focus? Well, you better. I'm the first to love distraction and diversion, but it doesn't fulfill. It's hollow. It's like cotton candy. It's good while you're eating it, but doesn't sit well in your stomach and gives you a headache an hour later. Whereas grandma's good old cooking didn't do that, did it? It was satisfying in your stomach, and you were full all day from that Sunday lunch. That's the difference. The New World Order's poison cotton GMO candy, or what's natural here on God's green earth. And that's the paradox, is that the very people, the greatest crime of the fake environmentalist Al Gore crew, is that it's all a movement to make mankind feel guilty so that the television and the culture controllers can play the part of gods and direct us and tax us and suck off of us. That's the great crime. And then actually wreck the planet in the process, diverting everyone from the invasive species. What do you think a GMO virus or bacteria is? A bacteria is living. Viruses are really nature's nanotech, but I think viruses are living. There's a long scientific debate about that, but they're living. They replicate. They operate as parasites within more complex life forms. They're alive, but they're like antimatter of life. But they also give life. Nothing man has invented is new. It's only squat, ugly, copycat, counterfeit frauds of the galactic system of life. When we come back, Prison Agenda 21, the environmentalist cult launches new phases of complete takeover. National parks to be shuttered against invasive humans. Spy satellites in action. Think of how far humanity has come. Think of what our ancestors went through against the bare elements, bare knuckle battles with the big cave bears and the lions and the elements and the famines and the disease, everything that brought us to this point as humanity. And we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors of every race, color, and creed. And I ask you now, are we really going to let a bunch of mad scientists? I mean, look at the psychology of the globalist. Think about it. They routinely make 40-1 bets with other people's money, lose it and don't get in trouble, a.k.a. MF Global, John Corzine. The elite British royalty funded 5 British families, the Galtons, the Wedgwoods, the Darwins, the Huxleys, and one other, to interbreed. They thought it would create a Superman that lived hundreds of years and was a genius. It created mentally retarded children, stillborn deaths, and a few highly intelligent, addled, semi-weirdo creatures. And by that, smart, but a lot of quirks and problems that wasn't even greater than the original intelligence of the scientific families seen as the smartest in the UK. I mean, they're going off of a 160-year plan, conservatively over 160 years old since they launched it. The whole world is based on it. The whole world system is based on this. And it's an old idea that goes back to Plato and the Greeks of eugenics, picked up 160 years ago as social Darwinism, survival of the fittest, and it just isn't operating in reality. And the whole system's based on it, and almost no one understands this. My one victory I can really feel good about is finally a core of people and news websites and talk show hosts, and of course none of them giving us any credit, and I could care less. That's even better in a way. I actually like that. That way they can't kill me or destroy me politically or say that I, you know, murder Easter bunnies or something and then attack the idea. So actually it's a good thing. And say all this eugenic stuff is discredited because Alex was caught, you know, again, murdering Easter bunnies or leprechauns or whatever it is they make up. Whatever fantasy, unicorns. I'm chopping unicorn horns off and living in a subterranean vault. The point is that the idea is now out there. The reality's out there. The enemy is more and more being engaged. Because there's a real core. I call a core, you know, I don't know, millions of people now that really get it. And you've got to get this message out to people because they won't get it right away. That, okay, this is a more and more of an artificial habitat we've been put in. They're taking out more and more of the natural areas of our habitat, blocking us off limits to those. Guys, pull up the Dr. Michael Kaufman UN map here in a few minutes. I wanted to get that pulled up before the 20 break. And I want to pull up the Dr. Michael Kaufman map, the UN Agenda 21 map, to show people the congressional map on that when I get into this news. They are phasing out our connections to the land, our connections to reality, our connections to family, because it's an artificial system in their own words. Brave New World. In fact, I want to buy that in bulk and sell it and put maybe a little pamphlet in with it with the words of Aldous Huxley. Tell Tim, I want to buy that in bulk. And then I'm going to write like a one-page pamphlet so that people can give it to friends and family with quotes. You know, a little double-fold deal of Huxley at Berkeley and other places saying, and in Brave New World Revisited, that this is not fiction that he wrote in 1932. He wrote it in 31, published in 32, where there's a global government and they shrink humans down to be more manageable and have a suboid drone class and then classes above that, and now that's being proposed in mainstream news, cutting food off, genetically engineering babies before they go in the womb to be smaller for the earth. And you're like, that sounds crazy. The point is these people are crazy. And Huxley said, this is our real plan. My brother heads up UNESCO. He said this in the 50s. Julian Huxley. And it's just all there. You read a book written in 31 that these people envisioned. And now it's beginning to come true. And then we've got him telling you, well, I wrote this as fiction because we wanted to put out to the public what we were going to do to you. And by the year 2000 or so, much of the foundation for this will be in place. And they're already engineering us with nanotech in the food and water. That's admitted. They're already engineering us with thousands of variant crops on record that just wreak havoc in every mammal you feed them to. Within three generations, near complete sterility, hair growing out of rats' mouths, genitals on the top of their head, or shrunken intestines, you know, mutations. Just unbelievable. We're at least 30 years into the first phases of them testing us. That's a generation and a half. You're like, a generation? That's 74 years. Generation recycle. I'm talking about when they have youth, on average around 20. So we're 30 years or so into that. That's a generation and a half till you see the massive mutations, the brain damage, the autism from 1 in 25,300 to 1 in the 50s or 60s, depending on which number you look at. Just massive, just all of it. It's here. We're a generation and a half, and it's following the exact graph of all the other mammals. Pigs, goats, guinea pigs, rabbits, lab rats, lab mice, all the same. Terminal, red alert, emergency mayday globally. Psychopaths, inbred psychopaths who develop their plans under syphilitic mind rot in the 1860s are in control. Emergency. Do you understand? This is an emergency. This is an emergency. We've got to get these people out of there now. We've got to start reversing this now. They've had control of the West through social engineering and chemical attacks for 100 years or more. Hitler just moved a little too fast for him and went after one or two groups. The globalists didn't like that. They're going after everybody. And now, for more than three decades, they've been hitting us with the bio attack through the food. They've been hitting us for 60 years through the chemical attack in the water. They're hitting us electromagnetically. They're hitting us and hitting us hard. And their hate of humanity is so great, they've accepted blowback on themselves. They take mitigating factors. They've got some reversal systems, some treatments. They've got clean water, non-GMO food. But they're still hit by the electromagnetic and all the rest of it. That's why globalists, most of them have moved to remote areas and are now telecommuting. You can look into that trend. The elite are dug in. Dug in high mountain areas, staying far away from what they're doing to us. This is a black commitment to Hades and everything wicked. Let me just give the number out. I said I would. 800-259-9231. First time callers. We have millions and millions of listeners. I want to give people every day a new chance to call in, give people their chance. 800-259-9231. If you want to speak about this, I mean, I'll get more into this after we take calls, but FDA targets nanoparticles in food, appliances over health risk. And it goes on. This is direct links to the U.S. government admitting it. And the project on emerging nanotechnologies. And it goes on to show brain damage in fish and in mammals that it's been tested on. There's over 1,300 manufacturers of everyday products, food, you name it, filled. This is a prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com, article by Mike Barrett, very good job. And I didn't even know about this. I knew there was some nanotech, but I didn't know for a decade it had proliferated across the board and crosses blood-brain barrier. It's, oh my God. Neurological disorders are just skyrocketing. These people are killing everybody. And they know exactly what they're doing. The black devil in hell and God in heaven are the only ones that know exactly how bad it is. Continuing here, scientists call for global ban on bee-killing pesticides. Really, you're going to ban the ones that are in the GMO? That's what's really killing them. They go get that pollen and it kills them. Yeah, the plants grow pesticides so bugs won't eat it and then they feed it to us. Did you hear that message? Did you get that transmit? Did you hear how hardcore that little statement is? Hiding in plain view. And then I got hit by this little jewel. New Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. This story's 8 years old, but now it's back in the news. The Geospatial Administration, NASA, NSA, all of them, it turned out we're giving local Enviro cops and local police access to the super high-tech satellites that in the 60s could zoom in and read the date on a penny. Can you imagine what they can do now in 2012? 8-9 years ago, it was in the Denver Post that they were going after people that built barns on their property when they get told you can't now for the earth. You can plant some GMO that'll kill everybody, but don't build a barn. Can't build a GM vehicle here either. They're going to build Cadillacs in China now. Did I mention that? Won't be any rules over there. That's because the globalists have got their investments over there. You like how that works? Shut us down. Put all the power over there. China's adopted eugenics. They're in the catbird seat. They don't need any TSA reaching down their pants. Their government's feeding them GMO and reaching into their DNA. Continuing here. Labeled CarbonSat, the satellite system will have the ability to differentiate between natural carbon emissions and man-made CO2 releases. And they're announcing they're banning outdoor fireplaces, indoor fireplaces, space heaters. This will identify it. You can even identify humans exhaling. The European Space Agency has set to green light the new surveillance satellite. It's not just use the old ones, it's new ones. that will measure man-made carbon emissions from space in order to hunt down, that's their quote, violators of international climate agreements, allowing Big Brother to enforce future tax on CO2 emissions. The Astrium press release announcing the project makes no mention of the fact that the satellite will be used to perform surveillance on individuals and businesses to keep tabs on their carbon footprint, instead presenting its role as merely measuring carbon emissions. Now, let me give you the big super enchilada article right now. Guys, do we have the map to show TV viewers? If not, just type in UN Agenda 21 off-limits maps or congressional map on biodiversity or Dr. Michael Kaufman with a C, and you'll get the congressional maps. Simulated reserve corridor system to protect biodiversity. He just took the maps that they had in the mid-90s and integrated them, and he had them on a region-by-region base. He just integrated them together. And he is an environmentalist and biologist and all that stuff, so he was able to integrate it for Congress. And I noticed the area they've grabbed just south of Austin as a UN reserve, years after, by the way, he did this map, is exactly what they did grab. I mean, it is dead on. And they've got the UN signs there now. They've got the UN Baby Blue affiliate group. So this is what's going on at the national parks and buffer zones. This is now happening. There it is. Around half the country completely off limits. In the West, over 85% of the land is owned by the feds. They're now blocking it, tearing up the roads, blocking the dirt roads, not letting people go in and run their cattle on it. It's over. 80%+ of the Western U.S. off limits. It's as high as 60% in some areas of the East and Midwest. Texas has the most private land in the country. The feds are here like locusts. Now, let me continue here. This is from Human Events. And, of course, she did a good job, Audrey Hudson. But Audrey, I know you'll end up getting sent video of this. So let me just tell you something. Let me give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. They're announcing all over the U.S. they're shutting down completely to human access or to partial human access the national parks. This is about they already have this all over Austin. They've taken parks that I went to as a child. They got fences up around them saying environmentally sensitive area. It's called an exercise of power. Headline should be, the beginning of closure of national parks begins under Agenda 21 UN treaty. As Hillary said, she is for total individual firearms ban, civilian ownership ban, UNIDIR UN treaty agreement, July 7th, 2000. They agreed to ban all firearms in civilian hands. Go read it. They said the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. July 7th, 2000. United Nations building on Rockefeller land, New York City, Eastern Seaboard, North America, under FEMA Region 1 dictatorship. Isn't New York a FEMA Region 1? Please check my memory. Thank you. Planning a vacation this summer to Miami's Biscayne Bay for a little fishing? Think again, because the National Park Service wants to set aside a large swath of the pristine area as a marine reserve zone. So you might want to leave the fishing poles at home and the boat. But that's okay. Sounds like it's reasonable, right? Fishing it. Oh, wait. Perhaps horseback riding is more your speed. Nope, that's banned. And the family plans to ride through California Sequoia or King Canyon National Park? Sorry. But all the permits were pulled for those activities. And soon you won't drive a car into any of them. They're already getting it ready at the Grand Canyon with big giant parking lots that actually are a lot less sustainable, to make you go on the buses with audio droning, henpecking you about how bad humans are. Think you want to go eat? They give coloring books to your kids telling them, go get your, present this coupon and get a free badge. And when they show up to get the free badge, I went and looked, they try to sell them like a $100 uniform and have more stuff about tell your parents what to do, turn the lights off, don't let them take hot baths, your parents are bad. I mean, this is a, go to a national park. This is actually going on. FEMA Region 2, thank you, New York. New York by itself is FEMA Region 2. That's right, I forgot. What's FEMA Region 1? Maine and all that? Is my memory failing? New England, yes. Okay. Anyways, and they go on to announce all over the country, and of course, this it's even worse. They're not even allowing, this is the feds, people into many of these. I remember they took that land right across from the Golden Gate Bridge and said it would be an environmental preserve and kicked the people off their homes in the 60s and 70s. And there's been big articles in the San Francisco Chronicle how they then partially shut it down to humans, then put cameras in and then fully shut it down. And then it turns out the state people that are in it own the private homes themselves and have luxury parties in thousands of acres they stole. That's how it's feudalism. It's Agenda 21. In your face in the Hunger Games. And I've since learned it looks like the author is a good lady and is actually aware of it, wanted to show people the tyranny she thinks coming. So we did confirm she knows what she's talking about. Your call's coming up. Again and again. Again. Coming straight on for you. Fortune favors the bold. Well, it certainly does. And the fortune I'm looking for is freedom. Is survival of our species. The globalists tell us we're crud all day. And a lot of people buy into it and act like it, but we're not. We're made in the image of the creator of all that is. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? And we haven't begun to discover our true destiny. Let's talk to Gina in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's so good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for your work. I think the reason I'm calling is because I have I'm torn in a million directions, like I'm sure many of your listeners are. I mean, from, you know, we're bombarded. From the GMOs, I mean, the New World Order, FEMA, vaccinations. You know, my friends just had babies. I tell them not to vaccinate them. They're slowly killing them, and they're scared. They can't get them into school without it. I mean, you know, we've relocated. My husband and I, we were on the Oregon coast. I know it's a terrible, hellacious zone. There's probably going to be the next earthquake. I'm aware of the planets and stuff. So we've relocated to higher ground and 100 miles inland. I've got a food supply. I've got seeds. I'm doing everything I can, and I'm preaching to my friends. And the ones that look at me like I'm crazy are the same ones that look up at the chemtrails that I'm pointing out, you know, the crisscross in the sky, and they say, Gina, it's planes. And I say, what the hell are they doing? Are they playing hopscotch up there? What's going on? Wake up. But I don't know how you keep your courage and how you keep your resistance to all of it, because people are just constantly...
Well, the people that are laughing at you don't know that the government admits that there's giant testing programs spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things, that a lot of the jet fuel has it added to it, that NASA admits the atmosphere is over 20% darker. I think what's best with friends is to give them a copy of, say, a film like What in the World Are They Spraying? That, by the way, is available at InfoWars.com. Or have a showing so they can see the documents, see government admitting it, to understand. Because if you just try to talk to somebody who's totally asleep, they're going to laugh at you. That's why I think films and books or magazine articles or links to, like, InfoWars.com or this human event story about, you know, shutting down or shutting down part of national parks, rewilding. I mean, this is nothing. Already federal land out west, they're shutting down the majority of it, period, and saying no humans allowed. You know, first it's, well, you got to hike in. Now they're saying you can't be on it, period. Humans are bad. And it's all about a power grab. Does that answer your question?
And I'm trying, you know, as a 50-ish-year-old American woman who's seen a lot of things go on, I try to stand tall, and people laughed at me during Y2K. Well, I was a Girl Scout. From 5 years old on, my first promise was to be prepared. And so my whole life, I lived that way. People laughed after Y2K and said it didn't happen. I said, I think it taught me something about being prepared and knowing what I needed. And that's what I used it. It was a resource to me.
No,
for
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Look, Y2K, I never believed in it or promoted it until the last month or two because everybody was saying, you're wrong, it's real. And I saw the Navy saying, you know, in the Washington Post, 67 cities, total power off, all computers to go down. And they use it as an excuse to get everybody to put in all the new chips that had the tracker backdoor stuff they now admit. And so, and there were some problems here and there. None of that is compared to the banker implosion, the wars, everything. I hope we make it out of all this. The probability of more crises is intensifying. I mean, look at areas of Europe. I mean, it's some areas there are in full collapse, like Greece. We'll be back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, Friday, I spent some time getting into incredible news on the neurological disorder autism front. And I'd seen this information before, but here it was in another big study. So we're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. Continue with your calls. Scott in Idaho, you're on the air. Scott, go ahead.
Good day, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a pastor kind of out in the sticks. And just wanted to kind of call up and encourage you, not only what you're doing, but also... just in some of the statements that you've made recently, with some frequency, I hear you referring to kind of the clergy response team. And the comments you make, I'm sure they're not intentional, but sometimes they seem pretty absolute. They kind of paint all of us who are Christian ministers with a broad brush. And for those of us who are awake and who are not only seeking to teach the Bible to our folks, but also shepherd them through life, and we're doing our best to wake them up and help them to know that this is a spiritual issue at the base. And I'm just a little concerned that maybe some of these comments, when they're made, and they sound pretty broad on your program, may cause some undue concern for some folks, not only for those in the church, but for those maybe who are seeking at this point, and they may hear some of those. I've just got some concern that they might be driven away from some of us who are awake and really seeking.
Well, here's the deal. I don't get into denominations. I don't get into all the endless debates about this and that. I know I'm as wicked as the day is long. I love God. We are being murdered. There is total attack going on. Most churches are just give it to God and go along, and the government's God and Romans 13, and I'll assure you, they're wrong. And so I'm here with a frontal assault. Here's the information as I see it. And it tends to knock people off their horse and wake them up. And I've had a huge effect. You don't argue with success. I know I've got lots of room for improvement, and I improve all the time, thanks to the good Lord above. And I need criticism. I need it, and I pray every day that I be a better person and try to present things better. And I get in nasty moods. I mean, Friday, I threw fits a couple times on air. Don't you know this stuff gets to me? I have to control... The fear is gone of being killed or set up or them coming after my family. Instead, I get mad that I have to be in the position fighting these globalists all day when they're destroying themselves. It's so stupid. I want it to stop. So in place of the fear is rage. And people say, well, you shouldn't be angry all the time. You know what? I found that's where the action begins. And I don't know how to explain it to you, but we need to get moving here. We need to get up and do something. You see what I'm saying?
I've got no argument with anything you just said. I guess I would be hopeful that there would be some way to perhaps balance it. I know that you've interviewed Baldwin, I believe. Baldwin's.
Yeah, Chuck Baldwin, good guy.
Okay, and so I know that you understand that all of us aren't asleep, or all of us aren't in league with the enemy. So I want to.
Well, we're all in league with the devil at one way or another. The difference is where your heart is. And all I'm saying is that all I know is I've been to probably 20 churches, and all I hear, even if they're Christians, you can tell if they've got the Spirit of the Lord or not. is still then a bunch of government worship and a bunch of evil added to it. And it's sick. But I'm confused. What are you saying I'm doing that's going to confuse people?
When statements are made that are very absolute, and I understand you're that kind of individual, especially when you get fired up. I appreciate that. I tend that direction myself. But that when you make a broad sweeping statement that, as a for instance, that...
Stay there. I got a guest coming up, but a minute or two on the other side. I want you to be able to finish your point here. I want to hear this genuine criticism, because I need this information. And then we've got Dr. Corey Gold with incredible info coming up. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue with phone calls and Dr. Corey Gold with us a little bit into the next hour. Study links autism with industrial food and environmental toxins. There's been studies for years. This is what's happening. When you got cancer, neurological disorders, diabetes, degeneration of the joints, life expectancy dropping despite all the heroic medical efforts, something's going on. Gee, it's being done on purpose. That's the fact. So that is coming up with Dr. Corey Gold and more here in a moment. Always great having him on because he told us this a year ago. This is what they talk about. Wait till I get to it. Then they're going to shut down large areas of public lands and national parks to human access or partially, all teaching you Agenda 21. FDA targets nanoparticles in food, appliances over health risk, blood-brain barrier, incredible news. Detroit News reports happily GM to build its 2013 Cadillacs in China. I remember a couple years ago when they took over General Motors with your tax money, the federal government did, and there was 20-something billion total. It's $5 billion to move to China, $4 or $5 billion to move to Eastern Europe, $5+ billion to move to Brazil, and then move some stuff to Mexico, anywhere but America. Your tax money pays to move your jobs out of the country. That's what the New World Order is. That's what corporate welfare is. That's what crony capitalism is. And the answer, the media tells us, is socialism. They say the free market doesn't work. Well, yeah, when crooks take control of it, it doesn't. It's not free market. Like the French are running to a socialist now who's won the first round of elections, taking control of their parliament. They're so desperate they ran to the socialist and are going to probably throw out Sarkozy, who's horrible. I don't like Sarkozy. He's terrible. But the socialist, you already pay on average over 80% in taxes. They have the highest taxes in the world in France, one way or another. And you guys think that's going to fix it? More of it. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. That's what they sell here. The answer is socialism. What do the big mega banks want? They want socialism so they get your wealth and transfer it offshore. They want controlled markets. I just can't believe it. GM to build 2013 Cadillac in China. Unbelievable. Starting next year. Post-industrial world. That's the name of the game. All right, now I'm going to just spend 2 minutes with him because our guest is waiting. But I want to go to the caller. Scott in Idaho was in the short little segment, and he said, look, I'm a pastor, and your absolute statements may turn people away from God. Well, my job is to cover the news here. I don't hide the fact I'm a Christian, but I'm not going to go into the briar patch or the tar baby of these thousands of denominations fighting with each other all day over, you know, they got monopoly on God, so come to their church. My relationship with God is in my heart. Okay, now, but I'd like to hear how you say I'm giving absolute statements. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I've got to apologize for miscommunicating. Had nothing to do, my statement had nothing to do with you driving folks away from God. Simply, for folks like myself who are trying to wake folks up to the greater reality, I mean, that we're looking at with the New World Order, that it can create a greater suspicion of us going in, for folks like myself, with a statement that has been made along the lines of this, that your minister, you know, is probably part of the clergy response team at this point, or your minister is working with the government. And it sounds like that's been your experience. But for some of us that aren't in that position, it can hamper when those statements are made that absolutely, then that can make folks suspicious of me right off the bat. And I've, let's face it, I've got a hard enough time as a priest.
Say that again? I mean, you're saying, like, if you send people to the show and they hear all this wild stuff being discussed, it scares them.
With, yes, those who I have talked to, and if folks are already listening to your show, which I hope they are, then if I meet them and have an opportunity to share and reinforce it, they may be unduly suspicious of me or folks like me.
Well, I mean, look, they want to be timid. They want, you know, you're telling them Hitler's a bad guy in 1940, and they just don't want to believe it yet. I mean, in 39, Time magazine was still saying Hitler was a great guy. My father, when he was a little boy, they still called Stalin Uncle Joe on the news and how great he was. I mean, the guy killed probably twice what Hitler did. This is the our government made a deal with Mao Zedong. They're naive. And I understand. See, here's why the globalists have won over on us. What they're doing is so crazy, so wild, so over the top, people can't believe it's happening. And isn't that the devil's biggest trick? You know, when a burglar comes to your house to rob you, do they want to come when you're there? No, generally they want to come when you're gone. They don't want you to know they're there. They want to sneak up. And the globalists have snuck up, and now they've gotten so close, they're in our living room, and people don't want to believe it's happening. It's happening. It's going on. It's real. And look, I know I turn a lot of people off. I've never had a calculated plan for my show. I've just gone with my gut, my instinct, my facts, and just let the chips fall where they may. There's no scripting here. That's why the show's popular despite all the problems. Some days I hear the show, it's terrible. Other times I hear it, it's genius, in my humble opinion. The point is that, yes, it takes different strokes for different people, all kinds, make the world go around, whatever floats your boat, all those sayings. It's going to turn some people off because reality, and I know we're very close to what reality is crazy. I mean, look, here's an example. I told people 2 years ago, because it was in the executive announcements, that they were funding billions of dollars to send General Motors overseas and to basically shut it, most of it down in the U.S. And people sent me emails and I got calls saying that's not true. I mean, here it is, Detroit News today. You know, Cadillacs be made in China. And they've got all these excuses of why they do it and the rest of it. So I sit here and I deal with this. I mean, I tell people that most of the GMO crops sterilize and reduce fertility. I tell people there's cancer viruses in vaccines. It's true. It's true. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Caller?
Just keep speaking truth. Okay. Which I've got no argument with. In the end, brother, I just want you to keep hammering away. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to stand with you. I just thought I'd call up and whine about it because it struck me a number of times. So I thought rather than just...
No, I hear you. I hear you. But the truth is going to freak people out. And I hear you. I could do a better job. God bless you. No, look, when I was dressing up in a Joker outfit with white paint on my face to draw an illustration to corruption, I knew people would say, this guy's crazy. No, I did an imitation of the Joker. Like, I like to paint. I like poetry. I'm a good actor if I want to be, you know, doing characters and things. Everybody else would choke in the school play. I wouldn't. And so I like to have fun sometimes. And people are going to say, oh, well, he's acting crazy in a Joker outfit or Cobra Commander. But it's obvious I'm doing a character. You know, why can people like Johnny Carson did that and it was okay? They're like, well, you're not a comedian. The point is, I'm just real. I'm just trying to have fun with it. Okay, enough of that because I want to save some lives right now. We'll go back to your calls. He'll be with us about 20 minutes in the next hour. I really appreciate him joining us. I saw this report, actually several reports, last week. New study links autism to high fructose corn syrup. And there's another report here. Study links autism with industrial food, environmental toxins. April is Autism Awareness Month. And the Journal of Clinical Epigenetics, and there's a bunch of other studies have said this. The study explores how mineral deficiencies affected by dietary factors such as high fructose corn syrup could impact how the human body rids itself of common toxic chemicals like mercury and pesticides. See, here's what the studies basically show. We're going to get Dr. Gold, who's been saying this for over a decade. He's a dentist and a lot of other things, to break it down. And one of the major formulators of some of the best health products out there, but that's a side issue. From my study, and this is just out there hidden in plain view, when you eat heavy metals and things, the minerals and vitamins, the minerals and vitamins aren't just needed for your body. They bind with the toxins and help bring them out. And when you don't have the normal minerals and the trace elements, all the toxic things are able to bind and fill up your different glands and bones and things. Now, that's a layman's way of saying it, but I want to break down this new study. We're about to go to break, but Dr. Gold joins us. And, of course, we'll go over his bio when we come back, but he's a dentist. He's also got some other degrees also in healthcare, but we'll leave it at that for now. Doc, briefly, get into what's happening here and why even mainstream science is having to admit this now.
Well, some are admitting it, some are not. But if somebody was to tell you that our own Center for Disease Control would admit to at least one out of every 56 boys age 8 today have some form of autism spectrum, it's unbelievable. One out of 56, and nobody seems – it's like the sky is falling with autism and no one seems to notice. Why is it now one out of 56? Oh, we don't know. Everybody just keep going on. Watch Dancing with the Stars. The NFL is about to go on. I think there's a comedy show on TV. No one look over here. One out of every 56 8-year-olds in America today has some form of autism spectrum. That is unbelievable. And they're leading us to believe that there's no reason for it. When I was growing up as a kid, it was very rare that somebody had autism. In fact, if you look in Iceland today, it's still like one out of every 1,500, one out of every 1,200 kids. But here in the United States, one out of every 88 8-year-olds, it's growing at such an enormous pace, and no one is asking why. Time magazine had a big article on this in their health section just a year or two ago. And they said, well, maybe 30 or 40% of that increase is due to better testing, better reporting. But no one ever asked, what's the other 70% from? Okay, so we were testing better, but 70% increase from other sources? We don't even talk about it?
Well, that's a whitewash, too. I mean, children don't look the same. And I go out in public, the kids look bad. I mean, if people think the cancers and all the rest of it in children's bad now, my gosh, it's going off the charts.
Well, and no one's talking about it. We're doing lots of walks for the cures. We're doing lots of walks for this. No one's doing any walks for the cause. I mean, the biggest thing to my mind is, what is causing this explosion of autism spectrum disorders, childhood cancers, childhood obesity in the United States?
Hey, I ought to start a breast cancer thing or a pediatric march for the cause and use it for people that want to come out and expose the cancer society and the rest of them. Hey, you're a racket. You know the cause. GMO, pesticides, toxins, vaccines. You know the cause and have all the facts. See how they like that. No, they just want to have the events, raise money, and stick it in their fat, greedy, murderous pockets.
Well, if we had a car and somebody said, well, don't put good fuel in it, just stick all this other stuff in it, you'd go, wait a second, my car's not working well. It was never designed to work with the junk they're putting in. But our bodies, we're putting in all kinds of things that were never designed to go into our bodies. And no one's saying, hey, wait a second, why isn't our body working well? The fuel we're putting in is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, the globalists are urinating in the gas tank and then telling us they want to find a cure for the broken engine instead of stop urinating in the gas tank.
Yeah, we're going to make GMOs, genetically modified foods, that will be resistant to all kind of bugs and pesticides. In fact, it kills the bugs, but don't worry, it's absolutely safe for you. It makes no sense at all.
What it is cuckoo, crazy, nuts.
And then, you know, in the United States, before the age of 5, the average kid will receive 36 vaccinations. Some of them are triple vaccinations, and they contain all kind of adjuvants that are, quite frankly, hundreds of times more higher than the levels allowed by law in certain areas.
Listen, I go out in public, and I mean, kids look like they've been run over by trucks. I mean, they look unhealthy, sickly, they look like they're dying. I mean, it's scary, folks. More and more children I see, this is big. How are they going to cover it up when it's 1 in 10? I was looking at the numbers. They're estimating at this increase rate, in less than a decade, it'll be more than 1 in 10 with a neurological disorder.
Oh, that's how they're going to solve unemployment. Don't worry, you'll be hired helping out those who can't help themselves. Everybody's going to be shadows helping children in schools and helping adults, you know, who can't help themselves. We're going to solve unemployment by having people help the disabled that we create.
That's actually what Wired Magazine talked about 12 years ago. You may have hit something there. They say they're going to give us lots of little make work things to do, or the elite can just get rid of us. That's the whole debate they're having. Wow.
And if you look in the school systems, everything's being geared down because you have to handle this population that really has a tough time learning. Not be the kids, because the kids don't want to learn. It's harder for them to learn.
Who would come up with something like this? I want to get into the science and the facts, but I mean, people don't believe in the devil. I mean, only something like the devil could come up with something this diabolical. Because you know, from my research, you've done your own. Do you think this is on accident, Dr. Gold?
I think way too many people know now, whether it started on accident. It's like the tobacco. We were told for years and years, don't worry, tobacco's safe. But for decades, people behind the scenes knew it was killing people, causing cancers, addicting.
Incorrect, sir. I'm sorry. They had ads saying tobacco was good for you.
Right. For years they knew it was, but people inside the industry knew it was bad for you. While the medical societies told you, don't worry, it calms you down. If you don't feel good, take a cigarette. It'll take the edge off. But inside the tobacco industry and inside the walls of Congress, people knew it was bad for you and killing people.
I saw studies from 1912 where they were feeding smoke to rats and killing them with cancers. I mean, they've known this all along.
Well, look what happens when rats will eat these artificial sugars we put into everything. Literally, their brain's destroyed. But don't worry, it cuts calories down in your diet soda that also takes the calcium out of your bones.
Unbelievable. Doc, again, Dr. Corey Gold received his doctorate in dental surgery from the University of California, San Francisco in 88. Prior to that, he received a bachelor degree in biology with a minor in chemistry from California State University, Fullerton, and received a bachelor's degree in dental science from the University of California, San Francisco. And it just goes on. He is the president and co-founder of ProJoba International, a noted product formulator. And it just goes on from there. He and his wife are the active in supporting children and families struggling with autism and other spectrum disorders. That's why I wanted to get him on, because this is Autism Month. We got about 6-7 minutes before we go to break here, Dr. Gold. Break down this new study that's out and explain to us, because I know for over a decade you and, of course, Dr. Wallach, who discovered it in his veterinary practice, of course, I've worked for large animal vets 25 years ago and they knew it was minerals. What's happening when we don't have the minerals and then they add heavy metals on top of it?
Well, your body is designed to be a self-maintaining system. When it gets the right kind of vitamins, minerals, nutrition, it can clear out toxins. It can deal with the sun. It can deal with, you know, invaders of bacteria and viruses in a pretty efficient way. I mean, people didn't have a lot of the wonderful things we have medically 100 years ago when they survived the sun and they were out all day and people weren't dying of cancer at the age of 30. When we don't get what we need, our body can't function the way it's supposed to function. And one of the things our body's supposed to do is clear toxins out of our system. We have created so many more toxins for our body to deal with through how we make, for example, you mentioned high fructose corn syrup. Just the process used to make high fructose corn syrup is pretty darn scary. And when our body doesn't have its natural defense systems, it's going to be, the brain can't function well. The body has a weakened immune system. Look how many people have autoimmune disorders. Nobody used to talk about autoimmune disorders 50 years ago. Now it seems like everybody has an autoimmune disorder.
And by the way, that's what allergies are, is the precursor, correct?
Yeah. And you know, nowadays, everybody has an attention deficit disorder. Where did that come from? When we were kids, sure, there were a few hyperactive kids, but it was only a few. Today, 1 out of 50 boys has autism spectrum disorders. Today, 1 out of every 5 or 6 kids under the age of 10 is obese. What are we doing? And yeah, our government says get out there and move. I can't blame them for that. But everything else we're doing is poisoning our kids.
Well, again, the government will say, we're chop your legs off. Here's a mandate. And I was being a bit cheeky earlier when I said incorrect. It isn't just the cigarette makers said cigarettes aren't bad for you. I was just pointing out that you're not exaggerating. In fact, you're doing the opposite. We have TV ads, well, old newsreel ads and magazine ads, where even in the 50s, they were telling people it was good. And I'm a doctor. And what's good for your throat, if it's sore, is a Camel Filterless or Kent. I mean, my point was, Doc, it's even worse than you're saying. The cigarette makers were saying it's good for you.
Well, and then somebody wants to go to a local farm and the local farm is told they can't operate, or somebody wants to buy milk from a local farmer and they can't do that because somehow that's a danger to us. But we'll have Coke machines and Pepsi machines on every 100 yards full of high fructose corn syrup. And they're even trying to change the name of high fructose corn syrup, just calling it corn syrup, because that sounds like it's good for you. So they're trying to just, you can't even have the word GMO. If I want to make a product right now and says contains no GMOs, it's not even legal to do, because it would imply that maybe somebody should be concerned about GMOs. Now they want to get rid of the word high fructose corn syrup because people might be concerned and look for that on the label. You can't be doing that.
Well, that's how they changed the name of MSG, that I get a violent headache if I eat it. I didn't need experts to tell me that, 20 years ago. And now I'll eat something and I'll say that you said no MSG. Oh, but we use the yeast extract. So they're always changing the name.
Well, it's controlling the language. It's controlling the nomenclature. Like, say, if somebody is pro-abortion, it's pro-choice. And that sounds good on its face, pro-choice. I like people to have choices. You want regular, do you want supreme? Do you want the large coffee or the small coffee? So it sounds good on its face, but it's labeling something very different. So it's controlling the language. You can't say high fructose corn syrup. You can't say something doesn't contain GMOs, because that might raise flags that GMOs might be a challenge. It's controlling the language. Listen to when President Obama was running, he was talking about the most transparent presidency, changing the culture. It's all about language and controlling people through language.
That's right. And now they're saying in these ads for Obama, I'm in with his wife, like you're in the in group. And it's all a cynical joke. I mean, I've got to say, is it that Obama's so bad, or is it just getting worse because the establishment is getting more out of control? I mean, Obama lies at a level that makes Bush and Clinton look tame. It is so amazing.
Well, I always ask myself, is it because that's the way they think the world should be, and they're protecting us idiots from ourselves? Like, what's next after the healthcare mandate they have? They're going to tell you what time you have to go to bed because we're not smart enough to know what time to go to bed. We're going to mandate that you eat broccoli every third day. We're going to mandate that you have fish every Friday. We have to tell you what to do because you're not bright enough to make decisions for yourself.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Here on the
we'll be right back.
Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
By the way, we're going to get into all of the latest on the economy, the TSA, amazing demonization in a posthumous way of Breitbart by NPR. I was really amazed by this report I heard Friday. I did a YouTube video on it. NPR includes Breitbart in report on Nazis. That's up at Infowars.com. It just bestial demonization. Talk about word games. Dr. Gold was just talking about it. It's like Obama had people on MSNBC, which they admit is run by the White House, basically, along with other George Soros-type groups, like Media Matters. And they would have Carlos Watson, Slimeball Matthews, and others openly say, people don't like government health care because they're racist and don't like black people. Remember those quotes? I'd play them. You're like, what does that have to do with black people? Oh, sure, racist. And they just say, do what we say or we call you racist. And it's a tool that's used over and over again when people can't win debates. Now, we'll go to some of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. I know they're all over the map, but Dr. Corey Gold's got his own big-time radio show, by the way. And so he can certainly take calls on any subject and health. I just wanted to get him on and have him ride shotgun with us when I saw this article Friday. Study links autism with industrial food and environmental toxins. Now, we're an hour and a half into the show, and I haven't infomercialed anything, and we're funded by you, the listeners, but I only promote what I believe in. All the time I have health food companies come to me or vitamin companies and say, we want to sponsor, we want you to endorse. Just last week, I turned down a huge sponsor because I don't have time to try the product and make sure it's really what they say. And it just sounded, you know, not like I just fully understood it all. Okay? It took me over a year to really get behind Youngevity and Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound, Cell Shield, C2Q, the Healthy Start Alex Pack, all of it discounted. You can get free shipping and things like that or get discounts when you sign up to be a distributor at InfoWarsTeam.com. But this Beyond Tangy Tangerine right here is absolutely amazing. In fact, if you guys just give me a wide shot here, I literally was back there during the break about to have some Tangy Tangerine, and that's why I thought, wait, I got Dr. Gold on. I'll just do a plug on air. I was back there during the break about to pour this into the water, and I went, wait a minute, I'll just do this on air because I have become addicted to Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I have become addicted instead of coffee. In fact, some days I don't even drink coffee now. I just have a pollen burst in the morning, pollen burst in the afternoon. I'm going to a movie and I'm tired or something with my wife. 7 o'clock at night, pollen burst. I mean, coffee gives you that kind of sick wide awakeness. And by the way, I drink so much Tangy Tangerine that I don't do the two scoops. You know, twice a day, like they say, I end up drinking four glasses a day with one scoop. And it has got everything in it. Oh. The first time I started drinking it, I didn't like it. And then after I was on it about 2 weeks, I'm addicted to it. Because, I mean, it's real. It's not like just some pink sugary stuff. Doesn't even really taste sweet. And I guess, what is it, sweet with orange peel and stuff? It just, you start getting addicted to it like people that drink wine every day start wanting it, like me in the past. This stuff is so good. My mother is going to do a testimonial. She's reclusive when it comes to media. The guy that my wife uses as a handyman, he heard about it, did it for like a month and a half, lost 30-something pounds. Just saying, this, Alex wasn't lying. It's not even, of course I'm not lying. You have to be from another planet to not understand that we don't have the minerals in the food because the soil's been played out and they use toxic fertilizers to allow the plants to grow in most cases. You've got to understand this has the mighty 90. They say you only need 70-something minerals. It's got more than that. It's got 115 vegetables and fruits, natural antioxidant, great tangy tangerine taste, supports a healthy immune system, supports cardiovascular health, supports a healthy digestive system, supports optimal health, gluten-free, no artificial sweeteners or preservatives, low glycemic index, glycemic-friendly, promotes healthy blood sugar levels. And it just goes on and on, everything. It's got bigger dosages. You know, it's got 7,500 IUs of vitamin A, 150%. Vitamin C, 1,667 times, 1,667% more than what they say you need each day. Vitamin D3, 187%. Vitamin E, 667%. Vitamin K, 38% of the daily. Thiamin, 2,000%. Riboflavin, 1,765%. Niacin, 200%. Vitamin B6, 1,500% more than what the government says you need. Folate, 100%. Vitamin B12, 8,338 whopping succulent percentage points. It's just, I can't read. Okay, I'm not going to go into a big infomercial here. It's no brag when it's fact, as John Wayne, or who was it, said that? No, guys, look up the quote, no brag, just fact. It's no brag, just fact. This is what Big Brother doesn't want you to have, and they sure don't want you to buy it at InfoWarsTeam.com and get the discounts and support us as I hire more reporters, more equipment, more transmission, more battle, more war against the globalist. I'm telling you, I'm addicted. It is so awesome. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound, all of it available at InfoWars.com. The Rebound, the Cell Shield, RTQ, all of it. There's hundreds of products. I'm just endorsing the ones I've tried, love, have had a big effect. So again, InfoWarsTeam.com, or give them a call if you've got any questions. The InfoWars team members, you can become one of them. 877-551-1301. It's also a great business opportunity to become a distributor. My dad's doing it and loving it. My dad, like 6 months ago, was like, okay, another vitamin thing. He's like, this stuff's incredible. My dad looks younger. You know what? People have never heard me hype vitamins and minerals and products like this, Dr. Gold, and they're like, why is he doing this? Because it's real. What is different with the products you and others have formulated that we have at InfoWars.com? What is different about Pollen Burst that you developed? What is different about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine? Why does it work so well?
Well, one of the reasons I tell people one of the reasons that you're so successful on the radio is because you're a real person telling a real message that's not being told anywhere else, and people gravitate to it. They say, wait a second, we're not hearing that anywhere else. It's kind of like that with these products. It's kind of like, wait a second, people aren't quite doing what these people are doing. They're really putting those 90 essential nutrients into the products. It's not just, you know, enough to have the name on the box so that people will go buy it. They have the 12 amino acids that people need, the 16 vitamins, the 60 minerals, the 3 omega oils that people are needing to have a really good system. And I know a lot of people make a lot of hype out there. We don't do that. If people go to our website, they're going to say it's a very modest website. We don't want to make a lot of claims. We want people to try it themselves and let their body tell them if they love the product. But when your body is getting the right mix of things, and it used to get so many of these things from just eating well, and it's just not in the food today. People are driving through all these drive-throughs. They're drinking all these things with high fructose corn syrup. They're having all these things with MSG and so many other things that their body's just starving for nutrition. And then all of a sudden your body gets the nutrition it needs and it starts working the way it's supposed to work. A lot of what we do is bringing plant-derived minerals to people so that the minerals are actually coming from a plant source. They're very small. The body recognizes them. They go, wait a second, we haven't seen it for a while, but genetically we know we're supposed to be eating this, and it's in a particle size that the body can utilize and get into the cells and start doing the things that they're supposed to do, and the body starts operating the way it's supposed to. When people try these products and they do it for 2 or 3 weeks, they forgot how good they used to feel. They don't wake up feeling the way they used to wake up.
Why did it taste more bitter to me at first, and now it tastes totally delicious?
You know, a lot of it is just that your body gets used to tasting certain things. It gets addicted to certain sweetnesses. If you actually take pasta or bread and chew it for a while versus just eating it real fast and swallowing it, you notice there's a sweetness in the bread because it allows the natural sugars to come out. Your body is looking for them. Your body's adjusted itself to actually enjoying eating vitamins, minerals, and nutrients the way they were supposed to be eating them. It was confused for a long time by all the chemicals and the neurochemicals put into the other products.
Well, you're right. You're right about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, you know, for example, when you think of MSG, MSG is a neurotoxin. MSG is designed to excite. Is an exciting chemical to your brain. It's made to. It's put in there to make you taste something that's yucky tasting good. It's meant to fool you. And that's why MSG is in so many things. And it kind of it poisons your brain to some degree. And that's why so many people say, I don't want MSG as my food. I don't feel good when I take it. I kind of feel queasy or white-headed when I take it. You mentioned coffee. I happen to enjoy a cup of coffee each day. But a lot of people say, I don't really feel good when I take certain things. Your body is telling you things. We stopped listening to our bodies a while back, but luckily guys like Dr. Joel Wallach, you mentioned it earlier, Peter Glidden, I know has been on your show before, Ben Fuchs has been on, Mike Adams. I read so many articles by Mike Adams last night. I was just so impressed with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And they started talking to you about what your body's supposed to be doing. And all you have to do is give it the minerals, give it the amino acids, the vitamins, the omega oils, and it will do amazing things to go back to the way it used to be. You look at kids today. My daughter happens to be a tennis player, and she's in great shape, and she runs around. When we were kids, everybody ran around the neighborhood and ran around the parks, had a great time, had plenty of energy. Today, kids get tired like in 10 minutes. It's like they want to go inside and play Game Boy.
When I was a child, I ran around barefoot, especially in the summer when I wasn't in school, from the time I got up in the morning until nighttime with scrapes all over me and like some wild hyena. And now I look at children and they're like, I don't want to do anything. And we had television. We had white bread. We had all that. It's so poisonous now. The GMO and the rest of it, they're like jellyfish. I used to get up early just so me and my friends could play in the woods for an hour or so. Then I'd run in and grab some breakfast and jump on the school bus. It's totally different. And by the way, I did find the quote. It was William Brennan in a Western said, no brag, just fact. And again, I hear a rebroadcast of when I have a guest on about nutrition like you, Dr. Gold, and I sound like this frothing carnival barker person. And I'm like, I shouldn't sound like that when I pitch something. But the problem is, Barkers are trying to act like they really believe in something. With me, I'm excited because I've lost 40 plus pounds. I can suddenly jog 5-6 miles when used to I couldn't go more than 2 or 3 miles. I'm suddenly able to lose weight and eat basically the same stuff I was. I feel so much better. My mind is so much clearer. I can work longer hours. I don't need that second and third cup of coffee that then gives me a weird headachey awake when I take the Pollen Burst. Tell us what's in Pollen Burst, also available at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, Pollen Burst is another product that starts with plant-derived minerals. So you're getting those minerals. And that's what your body's looking for, trace minerals. And I know people sometimes, you know, they say, well, do I want zinc? Your body needs zinc in small amounts. Do I want these minerals? Your body is looking for them in trace amounts. And then in addition to that, you have your vitamin A, your B vitamins, you have your D vitamins, and you have green tea extracts in there. And then you have natural plant, you know, when people start talking about, well, I'm not sure I want that. It has orange peel in it. It has orange, has mango. Your body is looking for vitamins coming from natural plant sources. So when it's getting plant-derived minerals, when it's getting vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D from natural plant sources, you know, when it's getting green tea extracts, it's gonna work well. And I got to tell you one thing I'm really proud about with Pollen Burst is that it tastes great, so people actually enjoy getting healthy. And that's really important because when kids will take it, when my dad will drink it, you know it's got to be tasting pretty good. And we can start introducing people to better health without them feeling like it's a punishment. And people have to stop pretending that somebody else is in charge of their body. You know, it's not like you take your car in and you get it worked on, like, well, we need to replace your carburetor. People just think of their body like it's a car, and they're going to take it into these other people like doctors, and they're responsible for their vehicle. You've got to start taking a lot more responsibility for your vehicle called your body and start treating it a lot better. I know people who take better care of their carpet than they take care of their body. And, you know, well, this costs only 99 cents at this fast food restaurant. Oh my God, what could they put in it for 99 cents? I pay 99 cents not to eat it.
Again, Dr. Gold, very well said. I hope people will check out InfoWarsTeam.com. And again, because the solution is there. I just read the study where, you know, for people on air here, and just covered it, where they're saying there's heavy metals in the high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup. They are building in the body, and then we don't have enough minerals and regular vitamins and things that are used to strip that out of the body. Right. So it's a double whammy. In fact, guys, people won't believe it. It was in the Washington Post like 3 years ago. Type in, half of corn syrup has lead. And then you can also find one where half has mercury. And again, right. It's the manufacturing of this.
How they make it.
I mean, how do they get away with this, Doc?
I don't know. I mean, people say, Corey, you're exaggerating. I don't know. When I was a kid, we used to use certain kind of paints, and you'd have to dip the paintbrush like in turpentine to clean. And you'd get your hand with a little turpentine in it, and your hand and your whole body would feel weird when you got some turpentine on it. So things we put into our body, even on our skin, get inside our system. And they make these different things like high fructose corn syrup, and they have to use all these toxic chemicals to make it. How do you think they get it all out when they try to make it? When they use toxic chemicals to make something, it's not surprising that some of it would be in there when you finally put it into your body. And if your body can't clear heavy metals out of its system, a lot of those heavy metals find their way into your brain, and you almost like you're sleeping or you're kind of fuzzy. And you multiply that day after day, week after week, month after month, especially with a small infantile brain as a child develops, or a mother when she's, you know, having a child, you know, in utero, and we're setting up that brain not to function right.
You know,
I mean, somebody's got to be asking themselves, how do we have one out of every 50, 55 boys being born today having autism spectrum? And nobody's asking, or very few people are asking, why is it that used to be one out of thousands and now we're at one out of 50? Something's different.
No, you're absolutely right. Let's expand on that and then come back and start taking some calls here. People like Daniel in New York listening on WASB 1590 AM, an affiliate we've had for about 12 years. Great folks up there. Expanding on that, I remember reading studies in the 90s about HIV and why drug users, illegal drug users, were getting into such higher levels, not just the needles, but that they were getting autoimmune disorders and were more receptive to the virus being able to attack them because they were using methamphetamine and things, and because the precursors are controlled, the chemists have to get a bunch of ingredients and they don't separate all the toxins and heavy metals and Grignard reagents out. And then that basically destroys their T lymphocytes, the toxins, the heavy metals. And then they basically have no immune system. Well, that's what we're seeing in the general public. The general public has the neurological disorders and other disorders that drug addicts that take dirty speed have. And, I mean, it's very simple. Our culture is in deep trouble. It's like the Romans lining their jugs, their clay jugs with lead and it leaching in. They didn't know. Well, we do know. We need to stop it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, take it to the most basic level. A lot of times when somebody's totally run down, they've been working nonstop for a week or two, they're not sleeping well, and they go, oh my goodness, I just got a cold. Surprise, surprise, you got sick. Your body was completely run down. It was malnourished. You weren't getting good food. You weren't getting good rest. You weren't getting good exercise. You were never de-stressing at all. And surprise, surprise, you got sick. Do that for years or generations, and all of a sudden, everybody's getting autoimmune disorders. Everybody's getting early onset diabetes, you know, early onset issues with that they used to get. Somebody used to get dementia in the 80s and 90s. Now they're getting in the 50s. People can't remember in the 40s.
Here's why I get so excited. If you study, and I'm begging every listener to do this right now, because this can really hurt the New World Order. When we thrive, when humanity does well, when we have knowledge, we don't perish. If you go back 300 years ago or so, the Spanish, the French, the Dutch, nobody knew that you needed vitamin C. They didn't even know what vitamin C was. And by the time your ship was 3,000-4,000 miles away, all the fresh fruit was gone. You're eating hardtack and salt pork. The men, old cuts, if you'd cut your arm bad when you were a kid, it would open back up. Sores, you couldn't walk, you get a cold, you'd fall over dead. Remember seeing statistics about half the slaves they'd bring over would die on those coffin ships from West Africa to the Americas and the Caribbean, until I read deeper and learned on an average mission, more than 30%, in some cases whole ships would die of what they called yellow fever and things going into Africa. And it was because they were so debilitated. And the men were pressed. They were slaves on the ships to go get black slaves. That's why most of them started going pirate, because that was better than just dying and of malaria and side issue. History's very, very interesting. A lot of times they would mutiny and refuse over the treatment of the blacks. So you're never taught that they were always good people. But the point is that then, about 300 years ago or so, but they kept it a national secret. The scientists in England discovered that there was something in fresh fruit that would keep their soldiers and everybody totally healthy. That's why they got the name Limeys, because the men didn't want to swim, didn't want to clean. They had all these old wives' tale things. They wouldn't, let me repeat this, they wouldn't eat fresh vegetables most of the time. They thought they were bad for you. I'm not joking. And so they would say, you want your daily payment of grog? That is, what, one part rum, two parts water? That was the water they were given, was alcohol. They would put the little key limes, I love those little suckers, love the pies they make. They would put them into the grog. And then that's why everybody called them limeys. You call Germans the derogatory term, I don't know why it's derogatory, krauts, because they eat sauerkraut, or somebody who's got the name Mick, because they're from a certain area, they call them that. Well, that's why you call the Irish, Brits were called limeys, because their ships would have the limes on them. That's all I'm saying here. I mean, just getting mega dosages of vitamin C is going to do a lot for you. InfoWarsTeam.com. We're about to go to break. I promise I'm coming back to all your calls on a host of issues. It'll be all over the map with Dr. Corey Gold here. But, Doc, is my point about scurvy a good one for people?
It was probably the first documented time where people connected helping a disease, actually curing or preventing a disease, with food. And that you could have a lime, you could have an orange, you could have a tangerine, and people didn't get a disease. You took that away from them, they got the disease. Simple connection, A to B.
And the British Empire in the next 200 years became dominant because everybody else laughed at them with the limes, and the Brits didn't say why they were doing it because nobody told them. The guys on the ship didn't know why. Can you believe the British Empire was able to take over because of limes?
Well, sometimes simple things make a big difference. If your army can withstand cold weather better, you're going to do better. If your army can stand being out in the field longer, you're going to do better. And why they've used saltpeter in periods of times, why they put fluoride in waters in prison camps. They're trying to control the population. Why do they allow some people to learn how to read and not allow other people to read, controlling information? But you're right. What people are fed, that's why in a lot of countries, look at North Korea now, the only people who are fed well are the soldiers. You know, they feed them. They don't feed the other people.
And then nobody can raise a hand against them. I've talked to troops that are in Iraq, and they talk about how debilitated the Iraqis are from malnourishment, and that's why they can't really fight. I mean, It is amazing. We're going to take some calls, but then I want to get into food as a weapon. The UN talks about it. Your food's been adulterated, all of it by design, plus all these toxins are addictive. Just like arsenic becomes addictive. We're being poisoned by design. We'll be right back. Don't forget the website, InfoWarsTeam.com. Get healthy today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. I might just keep him the whole rest of the hour if he can do it. I got a bunch of news I want to throw at him. He's a talk show host in his own right. Very interesting, very smart fellow. We got loaded phones. After I take five or six that have been on hold, then it can be some questions for him on nutrition and his research. I got a bunch of points he wants to get to that I haven't even covered yet, because I said, hey, what are some of the things that are hottest on your radar? We'll get to that. But I get back to this whole thing of the scurvy. It's like the limes. For hundreds of years, the British scientists knew that's why their soldiers could be 8,000 miles from home, pull up to another ship from Spain or France, and kick their hind in, because usually the other sailors and soldiers, the Marines, the Dragoons, couldn't even get up off the deck. I've read these naval histories. They're so interesting. And it was the British secret weapon, and the other governments just stayed in their ways and laughed at them. They weren't asking, why are their people fresh thousands of miles away from home and not dying like ours from disease? It's amazing. Well, we'll get to it later. It just blows me away, Doc.
Well, food's been used as a weapon for a long time. Troops have always been fed much better than the general population. When you're controlling the population with a small number of people, you want them to be the strongest and you want them to be the most loyal. They're loyal to them because you feed them. We're kind of running like that in America right now with so many people on food supply by the government. I mean, free food by the government. When the government's responsible for the food you eat, the water you drink, the school you go to, your home loan, your car loan, your job, nobody questions the government too much. Otherwise, you don't eat and drink.
Wow. We'll get back into that after calls. Very powerful point. Daniel in New York, listening on WASB, 1590 AM. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. A minor correction. It's actually WRSB 1310 out of.
I knew it was WRSB. I don't know why it said when I read that. I thought it looked wrong. But hey, we got to get things wrong here. It's important we do that.
Anyway, I've listened to you since something like 1998. The Lyndon LaRouche organization first woke me up to the eugenics agenda in late 77.
Hey, wait a minute. I know why we got it wrong, because there's another station that carries us, the sister station.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Okay, well, we really didn't get it wrong then. But anyways, I apologize. Go ahead and make your point.
Right, but I can't get the station out of Brockport. It's too far away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I've got 3 points. The first point is fast and furious. We can't stop at the demonization of the Second Amendment being the cause for it, because if you look at it a little further, the real reason is, I think, so that the Mexican drug cartels can take over chunks of the southwestern border states. If the guns are coming in and being used to take certain areas of Arizona, New Mexico, and such over. It's really constitutionally defined treason, which is a very rare bird. Now, to prove it, what people need to do is to connect the guns at the locations where they have taken over in the border states. I think we might look at a much larger scandal than simply demonizing the Second Amendment.
No, I totally. It's about destabilization of the entire region. We'll get Corey's take on that after the break. But what's your other points?
Another point is Paul Joseph Watson, who's been having all sorts of ailments and such from dealing with the British medical establishment and their ineffective ways. Now, if
I know, I'm trying to get him on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but go ahead.
Yep. But if you hook him up to your health experts, and
I know that's something I've overlooked. Well, he's over in England. No,
right,
listen, Watson's not sickly. He exercises all the time. He got a chest cold and for over a month couldn't get in to see the health service. Then he wanted to go to a specialist because they tried to give him some Tylenol, basically. And they wouldn't even let him go see a regular doctor. So the point is, you can't get to see the doctor in England because it's socialist, eugenicist, murder care. So I don't want the idea that Watson's like this snot-nosed, you know, person who's in bad shape. He got a bad cold and can't even find out what it is because there's no health care in England.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he is a talk show host in his own right, and he's also a dentist, and he has several other degrees in biology and other areas, and he is one of the top nutritional formulators in the country. When I say that, you can check him out. Dr. Corey Gold joins us via video Skype, and I've just invited him to stay the whole rest of the hour to cover other news items and take your phone calls, but there's also some other points I want to get to with him on Codex Alimentarius and the Food and Drug Administration trying to block people even getting vitamin C now. People didn't believe that could happen. Europe is now starting this up. This is really going on. Who would have thought, I'm going to go back to calls, but let me ask you this, Corey. Who would have thought that they'd be shutting down most of the public land, 80%+ of the land is public out west where you live, and shutting down parts of national parks and saying no vehicles, no humans, no pets, no kites, no fishing, no horse riding, and they're shutting down all these big famous national parks, shutting down part of it to human access, saying no cars. This is all Agenda 21. On top of that, UN seeks new powers to remake world at Rio Sustainability Summit. Here is another one where they're using spy satellites in the U.S. and Europe to spy on people. New Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. I mean, all of this is going on, Doc. What do you make of the fact that, you know, we had this Forbes writer last week call for marking people that are climate change skeptics and where we live and then burning our houses down or taking our property from us? There's such open authoritarians. Our NPR doing a report on Nazis and Hitler and then including Breitbart in it and saying he's a bad journalist like them. I mean, just I don't know if you heard that, but it was bizarre.
Well, there's so many topics in there. Back to Fast and Furious, where the last caller was for a second. Think about this. If I was to give a gun to somebody knowing they were going to use it in a crime, I would go to jail for aiding and abetting a murder. And our government gave hundreds, if not thousands, of weapons to people who they knew would kill other people with no way of tracking it all. And that's all for our safety. If you and I were to do the exact same thing, even with good intentions, we'd all go to jail. And yet, I don't hear it in the news anymore. We have our U.S. government taking tax dollars, buying semiotic weapons, giving them to gangsters and criminals, even killing Americans with those weapons, and somehow, you know, the head of the Justice Department still unseated. I can't even imagine that this would go on. And if you or I just gave one gun to somebody knowing it'd go to a murder, we'd go to jail. But if the government does it, it's considered to be a good thought. In California here, there is entire Central California, you know, is the breadbasket of the United States, where they grow so much fruits and vegetables. And they've been shutting the water off to farmers, meaning that people are losing their jobs, people are losing their farms. They're having to get crops from other places because there's a non-native fish that's in the aqueduct, and it might get hurt by the turbines.
And again, think of the precedent. This has been going on a decade now, Klamath Falls and Southern Oregon, all of it. Huge lakes full of water, huge aquifers, shut them off for a sucker fish that isn't even from there. That is a new... So they'll claim something's invasive and take property, or then it isn't invasive. It's just amazing. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, literally, there's ranches. I mean, we used to get these wonderful fruits and vegetables right from the Central Valley, and now people are losing their farms because they can't get water, and the water's there, but they decided to prioritize a non-native fish versus the people who live there and have lived there for generations and decades, and all the people who gain livelihood. There's 20% unemployment in that area because people used to have jobs based upon the farms. Those farms are gone. We still need to eat food, so now we're going to get food from someplace else, and it has to be trucked in and boated in and airplaned in. Like, that's somehow better to take food from South America that takes all this pollution to get here. It doesn't even have
That's the thing. Yeah. That's why I go crazy. In the name of sustainability, they're harassing backyard gardens, front yard gardens, Amish. Big Agra writes the rules. It's not. It's to shut everybody down. And folks, it's beautiful farmland all over California. The people can't get water for grapes now. They can't. It's killing everything, and government doesn't care if 50,000 people come out and protest in a small town from all the other towns. They don't care. It's about a raw exercise of power. California knew when they passed a 20%+ yearly carbon tax, it would just make people leave the state. They don't care because the globalists have said they want a post-industrial world. They want to shut things down. They're diabolical. Your take, Dr. Gold, on Agenda 21.
Well, you have to wonder where it's all heading. You know, I love it here in California. I live in California. I happen to, you know, it's a beautiful place. My family's from here. And yet, we're getting most of our, you know, oil and other things from other parts of the world. Like, somehow it's not polluting when they get it from the Middle East. Somehow it's not dangerous when they bring it forward in these ships to the United States, because gosh forbid we drill it here. They're closing down factories here in the United States because of pollution standards, and we're still buying that same product, but it's made in China, where the pollution standards don't even exist. So three times the pollution created to get the same product here, but... And then
it's because the globalists are all invested in China and Mexico. It's simple. They shut down their competition to increase their overall bottom line. Things implode here. They come back with our money, China, our biggest creditor, and buy everything up. It's a very simple equation. What do you make of the Detroit News reporting GM to build the new Cadillacs in China, and our bailout money went to build the new factory?
I'm not really surprised, you know, that we're moving manufacturing capacity off out of the United States. That used to be what made America so powerful. We were the economic engine of the world because we manufactured the best of the best. And after World War II, after Germany and Japan had been, you know, pretty much flattened, America had the industrial capacity. We've voluntarily laid down our industrial capacity. Now we have to import. Even things like steel, we used to own the steel industry. Now we have to import steel and ask people to send us steel. We are now weak because of that, because we depend upon other countries for what we used to do ourselves.
Well, they spin it, too. They're also building the vault there, and they say, oh, that will protect the technology. No, it won't. They'll have the factories and build one right next to it. And again, it's nothing wrong with the Chinese people to do well. The Chinese communist government made a deal with the globalists to team up and bring in this new world order. And that's the truth. The globalists are allied with China. I'm not fans of what Russia does, but notice now China just came out and is backing attacks on Syria. Let me raise that point. What do you make of Al-Qaeda being in the news, openly working for the West, attacking Muammar Gaddafi and now attacking the people in Syria? I mean, that really adds a lot of credence to what I've been pointing out about this being synthetic manufactured terror, Doc.
Well, the Mujahideen used to be our friends when they were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. I mean, those are the people we supplied with arms to defeat the Russians. Now they're the people basically fighting the Americans in Afghanistan. So it's you have to kind of look at what uniforms they have on. Those are the people we were rooting for when it was the bad Russians over there. Now that it's the Americans over there, and I'm not upset at the American troops. I mean, they go where they're told to go. The average person enlisting, you know, they want to do the right thing for America. They go where they're told to go, and God bless them. But the people sending them there, they're now being attacked by the same Mujahideen people that used to be our friends.
No, so, it's absolutely ridiculous. Point is, this whole war on terror is a hoax and is being used to take our freedoms. Phil in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Ival and others. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, I'm not sure if it was Friday's episode with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Talking about ammunition and...
He did a superlative. I listened to it. I'm like, man, this guy is just giving my show. Does a better job than I do. Mike sat in yesterday and did a great job on the Sunday show.
Okay, well, not to discredit him. He did a great job. I just wanted to kind of bring to light that there are some agencies here in the United States that do use the hollow points. They're called hydroshock rounds. And as a matter of fact, you have to train on those and qualify on those rounds in order to go downrange and work for certain agencies.
No, I know. I know that a lot of agencies have hollow points. My point is the government's buying armored pill boxes, hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo. Agencies that have never been armed before buying shotguns. They're having the Department of Education, SWAT team people. I saw an article yesterday where they're having debtors' prisons now. I mean, that's illegal. Your take on that, Dr. Gold, the federal government arming against the American people.
Well, you know, a posse comitatus, you're not supposed to be doing that, but it seems like now there's all these cooperation drills. I remember when it was brought in wasn't the Olympics, it was Super Bowl, that the Army would be involved with security now and the Super Bowl and other things. It's slowly dripping upon us now that the Army in the United States is a normal thing and they're here to help us.
Caller, what else do you want to point out about the issue of the government arming up against us?
Well, it's kind of funny you segue into that. I work for a company and who will remain anonymous. That we just got word that ammunition is going to rise between 15% and 20%, and we're only allowed to get quotes up to 2 weeks out.
That means that they think they're not going to be able to handle the supply in the future.
Well, it's not so much the supply, but where's the supply going? So it whenever you. Like for somebody like myself, if I want to go online and purchase ammo as a private purchase, the ammo is getting redistributed somewhere else. So the price of it's going up 15-20%. And I bought a bunch of ammo back in January, and when I went back 3 weeks later, the price for the purchase that I would have done would have went up 20 rounds per box of what I purchased back 3 weeks prior to that. So now the distributors are giving us information back saying we'll only keep these quotes for 2 weeks, so you need to make your purchase or...
Yeah, it's amazing. The gun bubble is huge, and let's talk about that when we come back with Dr. Corey Gold straight ahead. And I'm drinking my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, available discount. You can get free shipping with the auto ship orders that qualify and get discounts as a distributor. InfoWarsTeam.com, and the number's right there on the site. All the vitamins and minerals that I'm using, that I've studied, that I believe are the best, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. Continue with your phone calls here. Thank you for joining us. I want to intersperse a lot of news with talk show host and also Dr. Corey Gold, nutritionist expert, joining us here today. But look at this headline at InfoWars.com. Professor depicts blood-dripping knife machine gun while talking population control. Incredible article on eugenicist at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul slams internet control bill CISPA by Steve Watson. We ought to add my video from last week to that. It was a powerful video, but didn't get any views. Also, lawyer slams TSA counter-terror bus program and points out it's illegal in Houston to have the feds there randomly searching bags on buses and at bus stops. Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment? Continuing, new Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. Already mentioned that. Kurt Nemo showed me an article about satellites. This is out of space.com and Yahoo News. Huge mysterious satellite silent satellite spotted by another spacecraft. It's the size of a school bus, just mysteriously floating around. Well, the EU is launching lots of new spy satellites for the general public. Just all part of them using our money to enslave us. As Kurt Nemo said when he handed me the article, he said, well, that's money well spent. More just taxpayer money by the control freaks. But getting into this gun bubble, a lot of big brokerage firms are involved in it now. We're seeing 5 million guns sold a month. The previous record was like 2 million. You're seeing people say they don't trust the government. That's a pretty big no-confidence vote on the government, Corey. What's your take on it?
If the polls look like Obama is going to win again, you're going to watch it accelerate and accelerate and accelerate. People really think in the second administration, he's going to really cut down on the access to guns. Watch what happens with this whole Trayvon Martin situation. They're going to use that as part of that as well.
Expand on where you see all this going.
Well, I can see it such that they want to have the public having less access to guns. I mean, if you listen to Hillary Clinton, she wants less access to guns. You listen to most people, the gun is the evil part. You know, they can have all the guns in the world. You know, they have all the gun laws in the world in Mexico. It's not the good people that are hurting people. Occasionally, a good person will do something silly with a gun because they're not trained or they get scared. That's the minority of situations. Bad people will find guns if they want to find guns. So taking guns away does not really help the average person. Look what happened in Nazi Germany. One of the very first things they did was disarm the public. There's a couple things that we have in America right now. One is that the more and more the middle class disappears, the less power is in the hands of the average person, because the people with less economics are dependent upon the government for food, dependent on the government for housing, dependent on the government for education, dependent on the government for medical care, dependent on the government for most everything.
And the elites use them as weapons against the middle class.
Right. It's a class warfare situation. The middle class in America used to have extra income and extra money so they could support good candidates, they could support good causes, they could take time to protest things they didn't like in society. With less and less people having disposable income and time, and we're also told to turn away from those items because they're too big for us. They used to be local items. Now everything's a national item, so it's so far away from you that you really can't deal with it. And now we have all these distractions between sports and TV and other things that people are told it's just too big a problem.
We're being disenfranchised, deindustrialized, kicked off the land. It is a strategic globalist takeover program of dependence.
And when people do protest, like let's say use the Tea Party, for example, they're told they're racist. They're told they're backwards. They're told they're, you know, Bible-hugging individuals. They're narrow-minded. They want, you know, bad things to happen to other groups of people. So when people do get together, just simply to say we don't like the direction the government's going, they're demonized. They're called names. They're told that they're stupid and backwards. And people who say that population control is good, that one-child policies are good, that people, you know, shouldn't drive cars are good, that we are killing the world, that's a, you know, you should look what they're teaching our children today. That's considered to be elite. In fact, I think they're trying to take, you know, God out of everything because government's becoming God.
I think you've hit the core of it. That is what the New World Order is. We have a clip in Jason Burmese's film, Invisible Empire. We're on C-SPAN. They're having a globalist meeting, and they say the New World Order is, the definition is, the state is God. More phone calls coming up after this quick break. We'll also get into some other health news that Dr. Gold has been covering as of late, and also federal agents raid flea market. They're shutting them down all over the country, not allowed to have that in prison America. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I mentioned this in the middle of the last hour, so I thought I'd briefly go over it and then into some other health news and the rest of your phone calls. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. This is out of the Washington Post, January 28, 2009. Almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contained mercury. You can also find it with lead, which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products with high fructose corn syrup in the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. And it goes into the fact that it was very high levels of mercury. Folks, this absolutely. Continuing here, HFCSs has replaced sugar as the sweetener in many beverages. Folks, when you, Mike Adams has done this here on air. You can go to the baby store and get major brands, all the major brands of formula. Oh, it's formula. It's high tech. And it'll be 45% high fructose corn syrup and then another 10% sugar. And then some, I mean, some of them are over 70% sugar. Deadly toxic. Sugar's bad enough with processed sugar, with mercury, with lead, which is in the, I mean, folks, you might as well just throw the child off a 10-story building. I'm not saying literally do that, by the way. People are actually on all these heavy metals. They'll believe it. We say it's like the public or zombies. They are. And you look at neurological disorders, straight up. Cancer, straight up. Diabetes, straight up. Organ failure. I mean, this is huge. And that's why then, years ago, I tried different vitamins and stuff at the regular store. It's all crud, just goes right through you. Then I finally found Dr. Wallach, who'd been a veterinarian and then also had some other medical degrees. And the point is, he was saying everything I knew from the large animal vet I worked for, Jess Adkins in Freestone County, East Texas. Because, you know, I got in trouble in high school and they sent me down there for much of a year. And boy, do those guys work hard. But the point is that he was a large animal vet, still works. Great vet, by the way, if you can get him to come see. He's so busy. And it was all about minerals. And he'd come out and check a herd and do this, a cow, sheep. And he'd say, you need to give them this mineral and this feed. And you know, he'd look at them, oh, they need this. And he was just, oh, everybody loved him because he was, well, top of his class in A&M. But also, he was, you know, the real deal. And it was all about, and of course, up north, I later researched, the cows freeze to death if they haven't gotten the proper minerals. I mean, real veterinary science, especially on an industrial level, is all about this. The system sees us as animals and is taking what we need. Minerals, when you get the full spectrum of the trace elements, that's what the studies are showing, they help pull the toxins out. Do you understand that? It's not just that you need these for your body. They pull the other stuff and they fill up the glands. They fill up the biological space where the toxins would go. So you need these in the receptors. It's very simple. It's like the thyroid in layman's terms. When there's different radioactive isotopes, like the radioactive iodines, that first hit you in fallout, it will actually not just make you get sick. If you get too much, it'll die inside your body and you die. Your thyroid just rots. So you take the good potassium iodine, it fills it and blocks it. Now, this is in layman's terms. We've got a master formulator, you know, chemist, biology, dentist, you know, Dr. Corey Gold on. But am I saying this correctly from my layman research?
Yeah, I think you've hit it pretty well close. You talk about animals. People spend a lot of money. Animals are worth something. Cows are worth something. Chickens are worth something. Livestock's worth something. So they feed them exactly the right kind of nutrition that's designed to either create more beef or create more fat or create a larger cow or decrease whatever they're trying to decrease to keep them healthy, because sick animals can't be sold. Sick animals don't reproduce. Sick animals don't give off milk and they can't use them. So they take a lot of care in feeding them well. They don't take that care in feeding you. They don't. I mean, if we actually ate like they fed the animals on farms, we'd be much healthier. 50 years ago, they understood that amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and omega oils were important to these animals. They reproduced better. They had better you know, livelihood. They produced more milk. They resisted. They could live in colder weather. They had, you know, greater ability to live off smaller amounts of food. They grew faster. They had less diseases, less genetic mutations. So they fed them right. They don't. We don't care about us as much. So they let us eat garbage. They'll give us high fructose corn syrups. You know, they'll give us, you know, all kind of things, MSG in our food. They'll give us all kind of brand names of these different kind of artificial sweeteners. They'll give us all these sodas that are full of syrups and different things.
Absolutely.
Up in the wet cans.
Exactly. And by the way, I didn't just, when I relearned all this information, because I'd always known it, just hadn't paid attention, I went and did research. It turns out in industrial veterinary medicine, this is just common knowledge.
Everybody.
So really what Dr. Wallach has come up with is just a way to formulate what we're missing. It's just like limes for the sailors so they don't get scurvy. But if people don't have that basic knowledge, it's destroying them. And I know Dr. Wallach talks about a lot of the public basically has scurvy nowadays of one form or another.
Well, a lot of people have mineral deficiencies. A lot of people have vitamin deficiencies. You know, they're getting a lot of calories. So people are very conscious of calories. But calories and nutrition are not tied together anymore. It used to be a high-calorie diet was a high-nutrition diet. Today, it's totally the opposite. So, I mean, if you look at it today, the average parent doesn't know where to turn to give their kids the vitamins, amino acids, minerals, and omega oils. They don't even know they're not even in the foods they're eating. They're eating food that's devoid of minerals. So they may even go down to the store and try to pick an apple or an orange, and it looks orange and it looks red, but it doesn't have the nutrition in it. It maybe took 2 weeks to get from the farm to the market because we had to get it from Chile and it had to go on a boat. And by the time it gets here, it's under a red light, so it looks tasty for you. By the time you get it home, it doesn't really have much in it.
And by the way, from what I've read, if they're giving them the chemical fertilizers, in many cases, it makes it grow, but it doesn't actually contain the material. And of course, that's the issue, is the played out soils. And I had my mic on. I was telling the guys, go ahead and get another shot of it. Because while you're talking, I'm showing people articles. Again, here's the Washington Post. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. And you read the article, high levels in it. High levels. High levels. And again, it goes on and on and on. They know full well. Explain to people why high fructose corn syrup, it's in tens of thousands of products conservatively, why it has mercury in it?
Well, it's a process they use to make it. It's the industrial manufacturing process. You could just say they don't want it in there, but it's a byproduct of the manufacturing. So you have it left over. And they try to remove a good portion, if not as much as they can, out of it, but you still have a lot left over. And for some reason, the government says the process is safe and that the end process is okay for people to use. And when you grab a can of soda out of the big machine, not only are you getting the carbonation, which is bad for your bones, but you're getting the high fructose corn syrup, which inhibits your body's use of calcium and zinc and phosphorus that your body needs to rid itself of heavy metals and to have strong bones and to resist osteoporosis. So if anybody tells you that, nobody's out there telling you that drinking sodas is good for you. So, I mean, even the medical association is not telling you that drinking soda is good for you, but it's just they don't tell you how bad it is for you.
Well, you know, whenever I was in high school, my senior year, I was lifting weights and jogging. I was in pretty good shape, but I would drink twice a day. They had Coke machines. I would, during the 5-minute break, I'd grab one, guzzle it down, and go into class. And somebody said, hey, if you quit drinking those, you'll lose weight, because I was about 20 pounds overweight. Within a month of going off Coca-Cola. By the way, I had a Coca-Cola last night. I have one about twice a year. They taste great. The point is that I lost like 20 pounds. Boom. But that's not the issue. Dentists tell you don't drink them because that eats your teeth. Not just the sugar, but the other chemicals in it.
I don't think there's anybody out there telling you drinking a soda is good for you. They may say, hey, listen, have one now and then. And I'm the same way. I had a soda with my daughter yesterday. It was good. It tasted good. You can do naughty things every once in a while. But if you do it all the time, it's not good for you. And what people are doing nowadays is like, hey, let's go eat healthy. Let's go to that health food store and eat there once every few months because it's good for us. And they eat at the other store all the time. It's the opposite. You know, you're having a soda once in a while, great, treat yourself. You know, that's fun. But if you're not getting the vitamins, the amino acids, the minerals, the omega oils, those 90 essential nutrients, your body can't function. Because if your body has that stuff, when occasionally you go the wrong way and you have that fun food, it clears it out. It says, okay, you went the wrong way. If somebody drinks too much once in a while, the person feels bad for a day. So we do know that when you put the wrong things in your body feels sick. Anybody who doesn't drink very often, if they drink too much, they know their body feels really rotten the next day. Your body has to clear all those toxins and poisons out. But your body can do it if it's only once in a while. If you're constantly drinking too much, your body just degenerates. Your liver starts failing. You start getting necrosis.
Oh, I'll say this. I took my children to Laser Blazer with their cousin to have, you know, a laser fight. And they're in there playing, and I'm sitting there with the four-year-old, and we're playing a few of the, you know, games where you roll the ball up and it goes in the holes. I forget the name of that. What's that called? Skeet ball. And I look over and I see the Coca-Cola fountain. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had one in like 2 years or literally. I went and got one. It was really good. But about an hour later after that, I went to my parents. Hadn't felt that exhausted in a year. And it was like, wow, that fructose, high fructose, jacked me up, brought me down, and I don't want to do that again.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a new study just released today that was talking about giving vaccinations to kids and said, well, some of these vaccinations when they're real young is bad for you, but when it's older, it's okay because it doesn't affect the system as much. And, you know, I'm reading here where the doctor's actually saying, yeah, when you give it to him, I'm reading it directly from the study. Though the seizures are scary for parents, they're not really very dangerous and do not lead to later epilepsy or seizure disorders. So we give you a vaccination and you have a seizure. It's scary, but hey, so is a theme park. I mean, it's my God. It's like, oh, well, you know, the kid had a seizure when you had that.
Stop right there. Stop right there. This is how conditioned I am. I want to just stop. We need to get a drum roll. I'm not big on sound effects, but we need a claps for our guest. I want to get those loaded in like applause, but you're a drummer. You're a great drummer. Why don't we pull in some, well, just find me on YouTube a drum roll for this real quick. Because listen, folks, I saw the study last week and didn't even cover it. That's how conditioned I am. I already know the inserts for 30 years or plus have said can cause narcolepsy, degenerative diseases of the brain, neurological disorders. All this stuff can cause epilepsy, narcolepsy. I've shown you the news headlines. But now they're saying give two-year-olds painkillers, have them go to sleep, because the vaccines are so powerful now. A lot of people are having seizures right there, and the doctors like it when you just go home, have the seizure, then they can take your kids and say they had a seizure because you beat them, do a CAT scan, show blood on the brain from the autoimmune response. That's a double goodie. Then once they take your kid from you, they can really murder them with vaccines and drugs. The real party can start. As Texas doctors went public, WOAI investigation, the average foster child is on 7 drugs on average. And the doctor said, then they start having the seizures, and we put them on anti-seizure medication. And the state just gets more and more money. It's like just a feast of murder. But the average doctor's not a murderer. They're just doing what the system tells them, but the system knows what they're doing. But here he is. They've now come out and said it's normal to have a seizure. Everyone has seizures. It's good to have a seizure. Bite your tongue off. And but you're not going to get it permanently when the insert actually says it. Were we able to find a drum roll? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead if we found one and play one so Dr. Gold can go to the study and give you time to pull. Oh, we don't have it. Don't worry about it. It's all right. I'll pull one up right here. It doesn't matter. Go ahead and tell us about the study because it's just normal. Have a seizure. Barbie has cancer. It's fun. It's the new freedom.
Well, it's just a febrile seizure, which means it's because you have such a high fever. So you took this vaccination. It's not that you have a real seizure. It's just that you have such a high fever as a result of this wonderful thing they're giving you that your body goes into a seizure. And it says it might be very scary for parents, but they're not dangerous. You have such a high fever, your body's in seizure, but it's not dangerous. It's all very good for you. And it's not going to lead to long-term effects. But maybe we should wait till they're older to give them this thing so they can handle a little bit better. It wasn't good for you when you're younger. How is it much better for you when you're older? It's just the whole thing in there. Well, don't worry. Don't be scared. It's just that your kid has a really super high fever. I've had fevers many times. My kids have had fevers. They've never gone into seizures. How high does this fever have to be in this very helpful thing?
Oh, there's your drum roll.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty pretty good, but I mean, we need like the they're about to execute somebody. It's like, march the child up here. Seizures, seizures, get your seizures, get your autism. We can take it from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58. You want seizures? You want brain damage? We've got it. And don't listen to those kooks that don't like it. There's nothing like pediatric cancer up over 10,000%. How about some UN Agenda 21? How about some open borders? How about 50 million people right now on some form of food stamps? That's how about we ship the jobs to China and you pay for it? Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. It's the New World Order. It's the greatest, super best thing you could ever imagine in the whole wide world. Go ahead, Dr. Gold.
Well, you know, you go on and on with this, and it sounds funny when you start adding it together, but the reality is these are the things that it's just overwhelming for an average parent because they want to listen to the doctor, and the doctor probably thinks they're doing the right thing. But somewhere along the food chain of this, somebody's got to say to themselves, wait a second, one out of 58 boys is having autism. Isn't somebody looking to find the reason why? I mean, when's it going to be one out of 40 and one out of 35 and one out of 8 and one out of 2? And then it's everybody. I mean, isn't somebody worried? I mean, it's kind of like when it gets closer and closer and closer, one out of 50 kids has autism. And we don't. And when somebody says, well, maybe it's the vaccines, they say, well, that parent's just disgruntled that their kid has autism and they're trying to find somebody to blame. Isn't somebody else looking for what's causing it?
Unbelievable. Stay there. I want to go into a fourth hour of overdrive here to take your calls. We're going to Ivel and others. Step right up. You want brain damage? You want cancer? Government injection. You know we're the government with Tuskegee. We didn't stop there. How about some DU for the troops? That's right, you'll be begging for more fluoride. You'll be begging for mercury. You'll be begging for radioactive isotopes. They dump in every major city and town water supply under the name fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, it's totally normal. It's totally cool. And Alex Jones and Dr. Gold are bad for not liking it. It's good for your children to have seizures. It's good to worship the government. Don't listen to the founding fathers. Trust them. Take more shots. Eat McDonald's. Walmart loves you. Ship the jobs. Ship GM and Cadillac to China. Pay for it in the process. It's totally good. I love it. I apologize for not loving it.
He's bound to die. Loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind him break.
Jerry Reed, what a great guitarist.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana. I love the end of the song where he says, old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Crank it up right here, best part. I apologize that I'm telling you that the baby formula, most major brands are filled with mercury. Absolutely eats the brains. It's good to basically not even have children. They're just zombies. I'm evil. I'm bad. I'm insane. I know they're attacking us. Part of the eugenics operation. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. Look, off and on I've been telling you, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, all available at InfoWarsTeam.com with discounts when you purchase it there and sign up to be part of the InfoWars team. You can get discounts, wholesale, free shipping, InfoWarsTeam.com. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number right there on the site. I want to jam in some more calls. Ivel in Texas, welcome to the airwaves. I'm sorry about my outburst earlier.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. You woke me up 6 years ago, and you've changed my life, the life of my family, and many of my friends. So I just want to
Well, thank you, my brother. I know I'm evil, though. Children need mercury.
Well, a couple things. First thing, my wife and I, because of what we see happening with the economy in America, we're looking for some places to possibly move to just escape the New World Order for
don't
a time.
Do that. Anyway. Just drink big gallons of mercury, and it's good. I'm being sarcastic. Well, it'll kill you, but they say it's good for you.
Brings me to my next point. We landed on Singapore and maybe Chile, and then discovered that Singapore, if you don't vaccinate your kids, they'll arrest you and put you in jail for
No. Singapore is New World Order command center, supreme level.
Okay. Well, and then we landed on Chile, and we actually decided that it might be a good place, but we can't. My wife is pregnant, and she.
Look! I think the U.S. is one of the best places to be. You want to be right up underneath the dragon's pink belly, and doesn't even see you down there. In fact, you might even think you're its baby down there. The point is, we're America. Stand and fight here. The globalists are all getting out because they know they've committed crimes. Corey Gold, what's your take on that?
I still stay here. There's a lot of people in America who want the right thing to happen for this country. I think we have the best chance here.
Yeah, there's a Secrets of Survival. I think it's the best interview I've done. It's an hour and a half long. It's up on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen. And we go, and he recommends, he says, the best place is here because this is where we've got the most awake people. You understand? Other countries, they don't have an allegiance to you. You can't really communicate with them. But from what I've heard of some of the better spots, Chile is one of them.
Hey, just real quick, an encouragement to your listeners. My wife and I and a couple of my friends, we went to Senate District Conventions on Saturday to fight for Ron Paul. And you can rah-rah-rah all day and talk about how much you love Ron Paul. But if you don't get out to these conventions, you know, that's really where the fight is at. And if we had 10 or 15 more people, we could have gotten all of our people on the state delegate slate.
Well, folks heard Rand, the senator, on last week, and his son. And we've had the victory by injecting real issues. And now the media is all freaking out going, Mitt Romney's been pulled to the right by all this and pulled to the libertarian area. And, oh, how will he get his carbon taxes and gun control through? They'll make him do it. You know. Again, Ron Paul, what he's done, what you've done is a victory, 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 victory. But I'd be lying to you if I told you he was going to be president now. They stole it in the first few states, okay? How you like me now? How you like me now?
How you like me now?
Liberty lover.
When I eat you up.
Nothing better.
Yeah,
all right, Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. He's an advisor and helped me pick a lot of the products I have at InfoWarsTeam.com. He formulated Pollen Burst. I want to take one more call from Sean in Arizona. Maybe Phoenix if we have time. Or no, Mike's been holding a long time. But real fast, I meant to get into this with you. And of course, I'm so long-winded I didn't. What are these new attacks that the FDA is doing? I know they're trying to bring in Codex Alimentarius. 60 seconds on that, Doc.
You got to be worried about it. The more they tell you they're protecting you, the more you got to be scared. They're trying to really turn vitamins and minerals into regulated drugs where they're not. And they're trying to limit your access to them. It's already happening in Europe to a large degree.
And they're really launching a lot of attacks. We got to get you back up because this is all happening right now. There were all these points you wanted to get to, and of course, I never even let you. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you finally.
Good to have you on.
My wife turned me on about 3 years ago. I'm only going to make three or four statements, and then I'll get off here and let you comment.
No, go ahead, brother.
What?
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I said I'm only going to make three or four comments, and then I'll get off here and let you come back to me on it, you and the doctor. First of all, I've got a degree in electronic engineering and also in American history. And my wife is was a licensed nurse in the system, and she divorced that for the simple fact that she saw where it was going thanks to you. I long a long time ago, divorced the electronics industry for the simple fact that I saw where it was going and the eavesdropping on civilians that it was doing. And at that time, I was working in the R&D department for Chrysler Corporation, who was under contract to NASA, who had gotten their contract from a branch of government that doesn't exist, the NSA. And we saw where it was going with the satellites that could count your freckles and the hairs on your up your nose. So I want to thank you. I want to tell you that you and everybody on the info team are in my prayers constantly. I used to listen to, before I found you, I used to listen to people like Beck and Savage, and I thought they were weak-kneed wimps, but I did get a little information from them. You, on the other hand, in my opinion, I think you need to get out there and scream some more and show some more rage, because they're killing us hand over fist.
They are. Well, killing us hand over fist. It is. It's so crazy when you actually know what's going on. It's beyond words. I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Exactly right. And I'm going to tell you, I'm one of the dying ones right now. I'm one of the soft kill ones. I mean, I'm
sorry to hear that.
I served 17 and a half years in the Navy, and then they put me out with a medical because that's all they could get me out the door on, because I was... They put me out, labeled me as a renegade, and gave me an RE code 4. All right, because they couldn't do anything else with me.
Well, God bless you, sir. And you know what? They may have soft-killed a lot of us. All of us have had time taken off our lives, all this poisoning. But every day is a treasure. We've got our lives to warn people. Those of you that know you've been hurt by these people or have a child damaged by the vaccines, you know now. Don't let other kids be hurt. And warn people. And the power and the pain you've gone through is a testament to others. God bless you. And I appreciate your call. Mike, if you get back in tomorrow, go to the head of the line. Everybody else, we're trying to take more calls. Dr. Corey Gold, thank you for all the time today. Amazing.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate being here.
Great job. I want to have you back up soon to go over Codex Alimentarius, maybe in a few weeks, okay?
Ready to go.
All right, great job there. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I'm telling you, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, especially, Pollen Burst is awesome as well. They're all available at InfoWarsTeam.com. We've got all the products there, and your purchase supports the transmission as well. InfoWarsTeam.com.